So what you're really looking at is a style, a little bit of red in there, but with a black backdrop. And if you notice this piece of work, you don't really see a background. A lot of my work doesn't have backgrounds. I don't use any white in any of my work. This is all strictly the tone changes in reference to the paper itself. I always think in reverse as if I'm doing an etching or a woodcut. I think in the reverse. I think in terms of white, gray, and black. And that's the way I work. And that allows me the depth without using any type of white. Because as soon as you put white on a charcoal surface, it becomes muddy and you lose the richness of the tone of the charcoal. As you gradually start with her head and come down, you see that it starts to get larger. And that's what I wanted. So I wanted something that was aesthetically pleasing, but also something that would just emphasize her importance, her face, the way she fits into Pictoria's space and create an illusion within that space itself. If I don't make it illustrative and I keep these lines moving, I keep the smudges around the work, and I look for accidents to happen in the work and allow the accidents to stay within the work, I think I can continue that energy that she has.